The American jazz trumpet player Lazo Deci, born in Czechoslovakia, needs little introduction, especially for anyone familiar with the world of jazz. At 73, Deci hasn't let up one bit, most recently playing a month-long tour in his homeland. Despite an exhausting schedule, Lazo took time off to come to Radio Prague studio. And in this week's Arts, he discusses everything from life in New York to his spring tour.
We started to play like 7 April. And the tour, the last gig is 28 May. And we got a very important gig in 13 May. We play Aventinum. This is a club. This is not club. It's like old building. There's going to be like jazz rock festival. Got to be jazz and rock music. I hope so. They come in a lot of young audience and a lot of young player. And the festival started at 4 o'clock p.m.
And Aventinum is kind of, it's a tradition there.
Yeah, we play already last year, same thing. And the producer put a good to band, a lot of young guys, young player.
So you're looking forward to that?
Band, there's a lot of bands coming over there. Tom Kuchera come in, his guitar player, singer.
Now the schedule during your Czech and Slovak tour, it seems exhausting. You guys are playing somewhere almost every night, it seems to me.
Yeah, we play every night. We got maybe like 3 days off, that's it. We got the system, you know, we go to place, like usually like 3 o'clock, we set up, make a short sound check and then go to hotel and sleep like 2 hours and then go to the gig.
That's one of the things that I appreciate about you and your work is how much emphasis you put on performance. Even a lot of your releases are live performances in New York clubs. So could you talk a little bit about that?
We got one very important CD. That was the New Yorker club. It was last gig we played in the club was the next day was closed.
Was closed permanently?
Yeah, no money. It's normal for New York, you know.
Would you say, though, that live is the real way for a listener to experience jazz?
Yeah. A live recording is pretty difficult, you know. And mostly we're recording like 16 track, the mastering in New York, or my studio mastering, and then they put together. Sometimes fix a mistake and something that's real life. Keep real life or something we mistake in studio.
In the past, in interviews, you've talked about what really matters is if the band is cooking, if it's hot. And at that point, it's not important if it's this genre or that genre. It's the most important that the crowd gets into something, young people. Do you still feel that way?
Yeah. For me, it's very important when coming. Sometimes young people stop by and tell, I like this music. I don't listen to my jazz. I don't know what is jazz. I like this music. I don't know this band. I don't know name this band. This is, for me, very important. We play rock for people. We played there last time, it was like 20,000 audience, all young fellows. And this kid doesn't know the band, you know. It was excited. This for me is like best thing, you know.
Okay, and let's hear a song now off of your album Morgan called Lord Yuza. Over the years, have the different types of genres within jazz become more and more complex, or has it become more difficult to describe different strains?
I don't care about the name because people say, man, what is the music? It's bebop, it's fusion, this one. It's definitely not fusion. I never like it fusion, you know, because there was used to be like New York was a big station, WCD 101, you know. Was like 10 years, not anymore because nobody to listen to this station, this fusion. I never like it. It's always the same song. You probably know what is fusion, you know. It's nothing. It's like,
I remember that it was big in the 70s and that Miles Davis went a long way.
It was not fusion. Miles Davis never played fusion. He was different. Miles Davis started mixed like rock and the jazz. That was pretty good. This fusion, that's terrible. You know, every song is same tempo. I don't know.
When you're performing, do you approach your own material differently from, say, when you're playing the standards or music by other musicians?
You know, I used to play a lot of standard because sometimes when you play gig, they call just a musician, you have to play standard. Say what key and go 1, 2, 3, name, that's it. mostly music when we play, I write this music for all band, you know. And the people ask, what kind of style is this? I don't know. I don't have a name for the style, you know. It's something that, of course, the solos is mostly like bebop play at the line, you know, because I like it, the line. And the head is mostly Latino mix and some grooving stuff. And it's difficult, you know. I listen to all music. I guess sometimes make a copy from Brazilian, something a little bit from Africa, something like that. It's typical. New York is always band like this, mostly mix, you know. Not really straight ahead. Some couple of bands play like straight ahead. I never like it as this one, because that straight ahead already is done, you know. It's done because it's a play John Coltrane, Cannonball Adderley, Clifford Brown, Fats Navarro. They make it the best straight ahead in the world. Nobody play make it better, you know.
That's a good point. And New York is such a huge ethnic mix as well that I think it must be inspirational.
220 different kind of people, you know.
Tell me a little bit about Cellula New York. Has the lineup changed over the last 2 years, or are you guys still the same?
Oh, same. I got a bass player. This guy is usually from Japan. Everybody say Japan. This is the wrong word. He teach me. He's Nippon. You know that?
I do.
Everybody call the Japan. He tell me that's Nippon. And he's a very nice guy and excellent player. We work almost 7 years together.
And his name?
Nap Kinukawa.
Is your son still a member of the band, drummer?
Yeah, Vaiso play too. Vaiso before they don't have a time, they go to tour because he owns a club in 70th Street. It's called Nimrod, between York and First Avenue in East Side. And now the last, I hope so, like 8 years, they're touring with me.
What was the origin of the name Cellula? I know there was a Cellula here in the former Czechoslovakia, but what was the
cellula
idea?
Cellula means like a cell, you know, cell? That's the word, cell.
So it's just a tight, compact group, as in the band itself.
That was like Czechoslovakia, same name. Then we moved to the America, that's called Cellula New York. And I got another player, is Brian Sharrett. He's a piano player. I know him a long time. He's like top keyboard player in the Manhattan. He's his sideman, he's recording a lot of CD from another band, and he's a very, very good player.
And since you mentioned your son's club,
he used
there,
to be working on the most famous talk show, Conan O'Brien.
So he was part of the band on the actual
show? Yeah, yeah.
That's cool stuff.
He was my favorite, his best.
We'll hear some more music now by Lazzo Decci, and the song is Morgan. Since you're talking about clubs in New York, that was one of my questions. Has it changed a lot since then, the club scene? Are there a lot more clubs now?
No, a lot of new clubs, you know. It was like Houston Street was the Sink. Something Sink moved also another street. And it's a bunch of new clubs, you know. When I moved to New York, I lived almost 12 years over there. There was a tough time, and I like it, you know. I live at 48th Street in West Side, in basement. I see 2 years only lakes and shoe. Play different gigs, you know, this is play by piano player, one guy, another one, the band, and play a Latino band sometimes. It's different, you know. Then I moved to Connecticut, I go back to New York, something like that. Now I live now to Connecticut in East Haven.
What kind of impression did New York City make on you then, coming from Czechoslovakia?
Oh, it is. That was different, you know. I was lucky because I escaped from communism, you know. And we got really tough times over there and something dangerous. You never know what was coming, his problem, this one. And then you go to New York. New York is a tough city. We was not weak. We was not soft, you know. A lot of people were coming maybe from West Germany, coming over there, maybe from France. They did not take it because that was too tough, too much for these people. Not for me, you know, not for people from escape from communism.
And what year was it that you moved to New York City?
84.
Mm-hmm. So it was sort of still the old New York that you see in some of the movies, high violence rate at the time and that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, I memorized. I memorized one thing, then like airport, and Harlem was totally dirty. It was different. Only small problem. This time was in Harlem, every corner was some club. Now it's clean, it's just a few club.
So that's the price.
That's the price.
What is it like for you when you come back to the Czech Republic or to Slovakia now? How do you see the mother country, so to speak?
That is nice. I like it. It's much cleaner. Everything is nice, you know. It's much better because it was dirty. Every house was dirty, broken roof and everything. So.
You mean under communism?
Oh, yeah. It was such a damage, completely destroyed this country.
Do you guys, does it still happen that you'll play a concert and that it doesn't finish at 11 o'clock or 11:30 or 12, but you guys decide?
Sometimes you'll start a gig 1 o'clock nighttime.
And then you keep going?
Yeah. And not much. Used to be was much more clubs. A lot of clubs is closed, you know. Everything is too expensive.
I'm afraid that I'm stuck in a kind of romantic notion that there are still clubs where you can go and there's a back room somewhere or nobody knows it's even open. And like you say, you can start at 1 o'clock and play till 5 in the morning. So it happens maybe, but
I
not
very
often.
I played Neil's club. They start at 2 o'clock afternoon, nighttime. Mm-hmm. It was 14th Street and West Side. Like 100 stairs in downstairs. The basement was like 3 floors underground, you know. That was many years ago.
Yeah, it's hard to believe.
So forget. That's good for me.
Okay, Lazo, I want to thank you very much for coming in, as always.
Thank you, Hanzo.